This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strouser, and our sponsors are Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And a first-timer on the air with us today, owner of Spotted Bear Spirits and Whitefish, it is Lauren Osolowski. How you doing, Lauren?
Great, Ross. How are you?
Great. And wanted to have you on the air to talk about your business. You've been doing this quite a long time, but you got a lot more to talk about. Things change all the time at Spotted Bear. And before we get to that, let's talk about you a little bit. Tell us about yourself. For our audience.
Sure. I moved to the Flathead in 2011 and I was brought up here for the backpacking and the rivers and just all of the wilderness areas around the Flathead. And I had started working at Glacier Distilling Company. They had just opened a couple months prior. So I had a really great opportunity to learn about a small business from the ground up and fell in love with the Flathead, and the people really held me here. Everyone's so friendly, and yeah, I haven't left.
Well, that's cool. Do you remember your first visit to the Flathead?
I do. It was when I came through and I knew I was going to move here. I was living in Philadelphia at the time. A gal I knew in college grew up in Polson, and I kind of took a road trip and met up with her here and moved, packed up my car and moved out a month later. So,
wow. Moved from Philadelphia to the Flathead.
Yes.
That's some serious culture shock.
It was. Then I moved into Quorum, so...
Holy cow.
Yeah.
That's not even into a small city. I mean, that's crazy. Well, we're glad you're here, and we want to learn all about the Spotted Bear Spirits. How long have you been in business, and how did you get it started?
We opened December 2015, so we're just at about 7.5 years. It started because when I moved to the Flathead and worked at Glacier Distilling, I just fell in love with the industry, manufacturing, and really the small business spirit, that idea of kind of you can build whatever you want if you're willing to roll up your sleeves and work hard. And so I was at Glacier for 3.5 years and then started Spotted Bear. And it's been a ride.
So when you were at Glacier Distillery, what did you learn and what was your job?
I did everything. Nick Lee, who started Glacier Distilling, the business was really young when I jumped on board and we kind of learned together. I did everything from distilling their whiskey to some sales, managing the tasting room, marketing, social media. We all kind of wore many hats, which was really great. I think it gave me kind of a crash course in what it takes to get a business up and running. And then, of course, you start a business and no matter how much you think you know, you don't know. You don't know a lot, and it's a lot more work than you think. But
with that job on your resume, I mean, you start your own distilling company. What does your job include now? I mean, I don't even know if this is a word in this shop talk, but are you a distiller?
I have stepped back from that. When we first started, I was. Now we have a fellow named Bo who distills almost everything we make. We just brought on another gal to help him. It's interesting. When you start a business, I think you shift from maybe all the parts of the business that you love or what got you into it to begin with, and you shift more into kind of managerial roles and driving business and growth. So I don't spend as much time on the production floor or in the tasting room these days, but yeah, it's a lot more kind of behind the scenes stuff.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, right?
Right.
Well, you guys do so many creative things. I love some of the stuff that I haven't tasted at all by any means, but tell us about some of your favorites, some of the biggest sellers out there in your line of a product.
Sure. When we opened with just a Montana sugar beet vodka. Kind of one of the main principles that drives our business and our business decisions is how we source, and we try to source locally as much as possible and organic. So one of our biggest sellers is our agave spirit. It's really similar to a tequila, but a little different in the process. And that's 100% organic, obviously not local, but a good seller. But we do an infusion of that where we partner with Wicked Good Farm and we use their Hinkelhotz spicy peppers.
Wow.
So yeah, it makes a killer spicy margarita. And that one and our gin. Our gin's a really lovely botanical. We use 10 different botanicals in it. It's got some orange and some lemon, so lots of citrus notes. And it's a great introduction to gin. I feel like that can be a polarizing spirit. People think of their grandmother drinking gin or something, and they try ours and they're like, wow, this is really lovely and bright. So,
well, I'll tell you, it's not your grandmother's gin.
Correct.
I love that. I just like it on the rocks. And also, I asked you about your coffee liqueur. That's one of our favorites. My wife and I love this stuff.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's great for the winter months. It's great around a campfire in the summer, in your coffee and an espresso martini. You can pour it over ice cream if you want. You can't go wrong.
You're giving me ideas already. Okay, so let's talk about where you are, because you are kind of in a cool spot. You look right over the Depot Park and that great train depot built by Lewis Hill way back in the day. It's really got some history downtown.
It does, you know, and we're in the old Harlow Car Dealership building, which is kind of neat. We're proud to be kind of at that north corner of town, looking at the ski hill, looking at the train depot, kind of the history of Whitefish. So we're grateful to be there.
Well, Lauren, we're going to get back into it in just a few minutes with part two of Focus on the Flathead. You've been listening to the voice of Lauren Osolowski, and we're going to be back with more Focus on the Flathead in just a couple of minutes. This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR, and we'll be right back.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hello, you've reached Uber Bank. I am your personal assistant. Your call will be answered in approximately 12 minutes.
Why do we choose to deal with systems rather than service? Introducing Kasasa, free accounts that reward you by earning cash back, music, or extra savings, and refunds on ATM fees. To find a Kasasa account near you, search KASASA.
Ask for Kasasa at Three Rivers Bank of Montana. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
This is News Talk at 80 and 107.9 KJJR, and we are back with Focus on the Flathead, again brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And as always, our archives available on KJJR.com for any time listening. And today, we're talking to the owner of Spotted Bear Spirits in Whitefish, Lauren Osolowski. Thank you so much, Lauren, for being here.
Thanks for having me.
We're learning a lot about you and your business, and I forgot to mention, you're going to have a baby soon.
I am. We're really excited. It's our first. We're having a little girl, and we couldn't be happier.
That is so cool. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I know what it's like. I know what it's
Life's about to change.
It's been a long time, but again, congratulations. Let's talk more about the business. Well, we got to ask about Spotted Bear Spirits all across Montana, because it's not just in the Flathead anymore.
Correct. Right. So we distribute throughout the entire state. You can find us at most liquor stores throughout the state, on a lot of menus and bar placements. And then we also launched an online shop about a year ago. So I believe right now we can ship to 32 states. That Wow. kind of changes. Each state's different. But it lets us reach people that come through our tasting room in the summer. And I think the coolest part of that is, you know, people come and have this experience. So we'll get emails from folks that got engaged in Glacier and then celebrated at the tasting room and then want to buy the gin as a wedding gift for their partner. And so now we can do that and kind of be part of people's stories, which I really love.
That's really cool. What is the process to be able to distribute statewide? In fact, nationwide, what is that process?
So statewide is pretty easy. We have a sales rep that kind of travels the state, and all of the alcohol flows through the state of Montana to the liquor stores and then to the bars or consumers. On the national level, we actually outsource that third party, but each state's different, has different kind of liquor laws, so we can ship to different states, and that changes in real time based on legislation.
Well, let's talk about private experiences. I mean, you could do private parties.
We offer bar service, so we've had everything from folks renting out the whole tasting room for an anniversary or a birthday, for example, and then, you know, bachelor, bachelorette parties, baby showers, renting out parts of the tasting room. We work with different caterers and kind of connect them to get some food brought in. And then we've done signature cocktails in the past. It can really kind of go wherever anyone wants it to. We can really do anything. My tasting room manager is going to say, why are you telling people that? But we can really kind of create the experience you want. We offer a tasting and virtual tour experiences that dive deeper into the distillation process, tell a little bit more of our brand story, and we do kind of like lead tastings of each of the spirits, so you get to learn about the process for each spirit, some tasting notes. So we can do everything from that for a larger group to just hey, we want to throw a party and have some cocktails and food and celebrate someone, great, we can rent you the tasting room.
One of the things I've always heard about your business is that the spirits have such a great taste compared to others. And do you attribute that to smaller batches? What are your thoughts there?
We try to source local and quality as much as we can. So some of our products, for sure, we do definitely do smaller batches. You have more quality control in that regard. And we put a lot of time and thought into making sure when we release a product, you know, we have a fairly small spirit lineup, that it's something we want to put out and that we're happy with at first. But I will say, being a part of the Montana Distillers community has been amazing. There are plenty of distilleries doing great stuff, and we're a really supportive industry, which I don't know is always the case. So it's pretty cool.
Well, let's talk about the future a little bit. You've been in business for over 7 years, and we always ask, where do you see yourself down the line a little, about 5 years from now? What do you think?
Sure. I would really like to expand our product lineup. We launch our first single malt whiskey in October. Just in the tasting room, we'll harvest one barrel and sell that, and our distiller has been busy distilling whiskeys and filling barrels. So we're really excited to get that barrel aged program off the ground in the next 3 to 5 years and expand our distribution a little bit. We'd like to move out of state. We're unsure if that would be Washington or Idaho first, but yeah, making some bigger moves on the national stage.
Boy, those are nice plans.
Yeah.
Hope you get to do that. And let's talk about Midnight Forest Bourbon. I'm just going to do that as one of our last things because everybody apparently likes this stuff a lot.
It's a really fun partnership. We work with Backcountry Hunters and Anglers on that one. We donate $2 from every bottle back to the conservation of public land and waterways. They're a great national nonprofit. They're based in Missoula. So that's just a really easy, smooth sipping bourbon. Great for around a campfire. Great for an old fashioned and a product you can feel good about because you're supporting our wild places, which we know is important in Montana.
And what do you think people like most about your business? It's got to be a lot of things, but what do you get the most feedback on?
The community. I feel like we've created a safe space for people to come in. You know, one of the highest comments I get is when a single woman says she can come in and have a drink at the bar and feel comfortable and safe. Yeah. And that, you know, I think that's important. We're open. We're inclusive to all. Everyone who lives in the Flathead is welcome in our doors, and that makes me really proud that it's kind of a safe space for everyone.
It's a beautiful space, too.
Thanks.
Well, thank you so much for being here. And before we leave, I always wanted to tell everybody who may not know where you are and website, all those contact information things.
Sure. So we are located at 503 Railway Street, right across from Depot Park in the heart of downtown Whitefish. Our website is spottedbearspirits.com. You can follow us on Instagram at Spotted Bear Spirits. That's where we kind of put out a lot of our cocktail specials, events that are coming up, all the good information that you want to know.
All right. You've been listening to the voice of Lauren Ostolowski. She's the owner of Spotted Bear Spirits. Thank you so much for coming in. Come back anytime and see us when you have new and fun things coming up. Let us know about it.
I will. Thanks, Ross.
You bet. This is Focus on the Flathead, again brought to you by our great sponsors, Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. We'll see you next weekend right here on KJJR for Focus on the Flathead.